KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
In high school sports last night, girls softball action in the Hawkeye 10 saw Lewis Central down Atlantic 8-1. Clarinda shut out Shenandoah 2-0. Creston topping Red Oak 10-0. Harlan a 1-0 winner over Underwood, while Denison beat Kemper Catholic 17-6. Also in girls softball, it was Audubon over Guthrie Center 7-3. Stanton beat Nishnabotna 9-2. Villisca over Fremont Mills 15-10. Trainer beat Logan Magnolia 6-4. Corning over East Union 3-1. Lennox outscored Bedford 15-13. It was Glenn Ralston topping Orient Maxburg 4-2, and Carroll an 11-9 winner over IKM Manning. In boys baseball last night in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Shenandoah beating Clarinda 14-1, Creston blanking Red Oak 11-0, Kemper Catholic beat Denison 7-3. Also in boys baseball last night, it was Guthrie Center beating Audubon 15-3, Underwood beat Boyer Valley 12-2, Cam over Adair Casey 11-3, Glenn Ralston topping Orient Maxburg 14-4, Fremont Mills beat Villisca 15-0, Sydney over Clarinda Academy 19-5, it was Carroll over Greene County 15-3. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Madrid 11-1. Abe Lincoln twice over Sioux City West 4-3 and 5-2. East Union beat Corning 10-0. Nishnabotna topping Stanton 16-0. Well, Shelby Miller hit his first career home run and also pitched six sharp innings, leading the St. Louis Cardinals over the Arizona Diamondbacks 12-8 Thursday night. Matt Adams and Daniel Descalso homered in an 8-run fourth inning off of Ian Kennedy. Matt Holliday and Matt Carpenter also connected for the Cardinals. Miller allowed 2 runs and 6 hits as he struck out 9, walked no one. Kennedy was tagged for 10 runs and 13 hits over 4 innings. Arizona scored 3 times in the 9th, and Edward Mujica got 2 outs to pick up his 18th save for the Cardinals. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, Philadelphia beat Milwaukee 5-1, San Diego over Colorado in 12 innings, 6-5, Dodgers beat Atlanta 5-0, and the Mets at Washington was rained out. In the American League, Lorenzo Cain hit a 2-run homer during a 4-run 8th inning as the Kansas City Royals rallied for a 7-3 victory over the Minnesota Twins last night. The Royals won back-to-back games for the first time since May 4th and 5th, thanks to an offense that produced as many runs in the 8th as it had in any of its last 14 games. Their 7 runs total was their most since beating the Astros by the same score on May 21st. Wade Davis allowed 3 unearned runs before the Royals' bullpen took control. Luke Hoshaver, Tim Collins, and Greg Holland combined for 4 scoreless innings to wrap up the win. All the runs in the 8th came off Jared Burton, who allowed Eric Hosmer's go-ahead single and an RBI double by Billy Butler before serving up Kane's homer to left field. Elsewhere in the AL, it was Detroit over Tampa Bay 5-2. Baltimore beat Houston 3-1. Boston doubled up Texas 6-3. Oakland downed the Chicago White Sox in 10 innings 5-4, while the Yankees beat Seattle by a score of 6-1. Also in Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, Omaha beat Oklahoma City 2-1. It was Round Rock, a 6-0 winner over Iowa. Well, the Houston Astros have used the first overall pick in the baseball draft to select Stanford pitcher Mark Appel, who was 10-4 with a 2.12 earned run average and 130 strikeouts and 106 and a third innings for the Cardinal this year. Appel was selected 8th overall by the Pirates in last year's draft before he decided to return to school for his senior season. The Chicago Cubs took University of San Diego third baseman Chris Bryant with the 2nd overall pick. The University of Oklahoma pitcher Jonathan Gray, he was selected with the number 3 overall pick by the Rockies in last night's first round. Major League Baseball's lawyers have issued subpoenas to Federal Express, AT&T Mobility, and T-Mobile USA in an attempt to gain records for its investigation of players suspected of using performance-enhancing drugs. The subpoenas were issued May 23rd, according to a case file in Florida's Circuit Court for Miami-Dade County, where MLB sued Biogenesis of America, the anti-aging clinic head Anthony Bosch, and five others in March. Because any discipline could be challenged by the Players Association in grievances before an arbitrator, MLB likely would want records to corroborate any testimony that's given by Bosch. National star Bryce Harper will see a specialist next week because the swelling in his knee hasn't improved. Washington manager Davey Johnson says the outfielder will visit Dr. James Andrews on Monday for a second opinion on the young slugger's left knee. Harper hasn't felt quite right since running into the wall at Dodger Stadium May 13th. He's eligible to come off the disabled list on Tuesday. Cardinals pitcher Chris Carpenter is thrown to hitters for the second time in 4 days as he tries to overcome a career-threatening nerve issue. The St. Louis right-hander threw about 25 pitches to teammates Shane Robinson and Tony Cruz on Thursday. It was Carpenter's fourth outing in a possible comeback. The former Cy Young winner hasn't pitched this season after feeling numbness in his throwing shoulder during spring training. Carpenter missed most of last year and then went 1-2 in the playoffs. Carpenter didn't speak to the media before the Cardinals played Arizona. St. Louis manager Mike Matheny said that Carpenter's pitches moved well. Matheny said Carpenter's next step will likely be a similar session with live batters in a few days if his body feels well enough. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, a nine-day layoff didn't stop the San Antonio Spurs' momentum as they rallied to win Game 1 of the NBA Finals. Tony Parker scored 21 points, and the Spurs rallied in the fourth quarter to beat the Heat 92-88 in Miami. Parker iced the win by draining a 16-footer with 5.2 seconds left, a shot that just beat the 24-second clock. Tim Duncan added 20 points, 14 rebounds, and 3 blocks as the Spurs earned their 7th straight win, and they improved to 13-2 in the postseason. LeBron James had 18 points, 18 rebounds, and 10 assists for his 10th career postseason triple-double. But Kawhi Leonard hounded James on the perimeter, leading the reigning MVP to shoot just 7 out of 16 from the floor. Heat guard Dwayne Wade scored a team-high 13 points by halftime, but he finished with just 17. That's one reason why Miami scored just 36 in the second half. Game 2 will be Sunday in Miami. Well, George Karl is out as the coach of the Denver Nuggets. Karl's 8.5-year tenure ends just weeks after he was named the NBA's Coach of the Year. Karl guided the third youngest team in the NBA to the third best record in the Western Conference with a franchise record 57 wins, but the Nuggets were bounced from the first round of the playoffs for the fourth straight season. Karl's departure comes shortly after Masai Ujiri, the league's executive of the year, left to become general manager of the Toronto Raptors. The Nuggets would rather find a new coach and pay Karl a year to do nothing. He had 1 year left on his contract. Well, the lucky Chicago Blackhawks have control of the NHL's Western Conference Finals after handing the Los Angeles Kings their first home loss of the postseason. Marian Hossa scored the tie-breaking goal 70 seconds into the third period as the Hawks beat the Kings 3-2 to take a 3-1 lead in that series. Los Angeles had been 8-0 at home in the postseason and winners of 15 straight at the Staples Center since the regular season before squandering a pair of one-goal leads. Patrick Kane started Chicago's comeback with his first goal in 8 games, knotting the score at 2-2 with a minute 39 left in the second period. Hossa made it 3-2 with his 7th goal of the postseason before the Blackhawks limited the Kings to just 2 shots on the net the rest of the way. Brian Bickell had a goal and an assist for the Hawks, who can earn a berth in the Stanley Cup Finals with a win Saturday in Chicago. Boston has lost center Gregory Campbell for the rest of the playoffs with a broken right leg. Campbell was hurt during the second period of the Bruins' 2-1 double overtime victory over Pittsburgh in Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals Wednesday night. In 15 playoff games this year, Campbell has 3 goals and 4 assists as part of a strong fourth line. Boston holds a commanding 3-0 lead in that series. Game 4 is tonight in Boston. Well, the scene is set for the women's championship match at the French Open. Top seed Serena Williams advanced from the semifinals, as did second seed and defending champion Maria Sharapova. Williams won her 30th straight match by easily beating Sara Errani 6-love and 6-1 in just 46 minutes. This marks Williams' first appearance in the French Open final since 2002. She's now 20-3 in major semifinals. Sharapova overcame 11 double faults to defeat Victoria Azarenka 6-1, 2-6, and 6-4. She needed 5 match points to seal that victory. The men's semifinals in the French Open are contested today in Paris. In one match, top seed Novak Djokovic is facing third-seeded Rafael Nadal, while in the other, number 4 David Ferrer goes up against France's Joe Wilfried Tsonga, who is the 6th seed in that tourney. In golf, Jeff Sluman shot a 7-under par 65 and taking a one-stroke lead over Fred Couples through one round of the region's tradition in Birmingham, Alabama. Sluman carded 8 birdies and matching his best opening round score on the Champions Tour. Duffy Waldorf and Peter Senior shot 67, and Mark Calcavecchia, Michael Allen, David Frost, and Corey Pavin all followed at 68. Davis Love III owns a share of the first-round lead at the St. Jude Classic in Memphis. That's the final tune-up before the U.S. Open. The 49-year-old Love opened with a 4-under par 66 that leaves him tied with 5 others. Stuart Appleby, Harris English, Nathan Green, Martin Flores, and Glenn Day are the other co-leaders. A steady rain forced the postponement of the first round of the LPGA Championship. The LPGA's second major of the year will begin this morning with 18 holes, followed by the second round on Saturday, and then 36 holes on Sunday. This is the second time in 2 weeks that the LPGA Tour has been hit with heavy rains. 2 weeks ago at the Bahamas LPGA Classic, the course was closed for 2 days because of severe flooding, and when the tournament finally got underway, it was shortened to, get this, just 12 holes. And 12 past champions are scheduled to play in the U.S. Senior Open that will be held next month at Omaha Country Club. The U.S. Golf Association yesterday announced 78 of the 156 spots have been filled. Remaining spots will be taken by golfers who advance in sectional qualifying later this month and by eligible winners of official PGA Tour and Champions Tour events in the weeks remaining before the Senior Open. Returning champions include 2012 winner Roger Chapman, along with Olin Brown, Brad Bryant, Alan Doyle, Dave Eichelberger, Fred Funk, Hale Irwin, Peter Jacobson, Bernard Langer, Graham Marsh, Don Pooley, and Eduardo Romero. Other familiar names in the field include Colin Montgomery, Mark Calcavecchia, Fred Couples, Tom Kite, and Tom Watson. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're on Main Street in Oneida. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.